Hi everybody, I'm Trine Ungermann Fredskild, and I'm one of the authors on this paper. The other author is Kirsten Frederiksen from the University in Aarhus at the Health Institute. The idea of this paper was to find out the students' preferences regarding the use of the traditional educational textbook versus the e-book. The educational textbook has for decades been providing a firm structure and a clear guidance in the teaching process in form of texts, exercises, and relevant tasks. Educational textbooks also for decades provided a clearly defined and limited knowledge about the specific subjects to be learned. Educational textbooks have thus for centuries been the cornerstone for teachers in planning, carrying out, and evaluating their teaching. In recent years, publishers, librarians, and teachers have experienced that the sale and the use of the traditional educational textbooks are falling, and that the students doesn't bring along books to the teaching sessions anymore, they bring computers. These issues are not limited to the Danish educational system, but can be applied in several contexts. It is not known as to what extent the cause of this is that students share books, copy books, or if the reason is that since the e-book arrived at the scene, the e-book has been taking over from the traditional educational textbook. International studies have shown that the uptake of the e-book has been slower than anticipated. Still, studies also suggest that students' satisfaction with e-books has improved over years. Hence, it is a surprise that despite the recent trend towards digitalization in the educational environment in several countries, including Denmark, around 65-70% of students still prefer the traditional printed textbook. The printed educational textbook is a unique form of literature which is used to ensure that the syllabus is fulfilled. The Danish educational system, as well as the Danish society as a whole, have for years now been influenced by technology in many ways. Technology also has a significant impact on the decisions made by students in choosing their educational learning material. This article describes the finding in a Danish survey on the use of educational textbooks among students in Denmark. The study also investigates the way students handle textbooks, such as sharing, photocopying, or buying second-hand copies from colleagues. The study compares themes identified across educational context and educational background. We find some interesting numbers in the survey accompanied by some interesting statements, and we find it very interesting that students still find the materialism and the comprehensiveness of the books an essential factor, even though they are both IT literate and based using technology. They still hold on to the traditional textbook, arguing that the feeling of having a book in their hands with the possibilities the classic book leaves them makes them hold on to the traditional educational textbook.